Text 51551 today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.
Fine Gael TD Maria Bailey has been deselected as a candidate for the Dunleary Rathdown constituency in the next general election. In a statement posted on her Twitter account last night, she said she had been deleted as a candidate for the next general election by the Taoiseach. Fine Gael has issued its own statement saying the decision had been taken at a meeting of the party's executive council following a recommendation from Leo Varadkar. Councillor Jennifer Carroll McNeill will now be added to the ticket in the Dunleary Rathdown constituency. We'll hear to tell us a little bit more about the story is our own Niamh Lyons. Thanks for being here, Niamh. Listen, what do we know about the thinking around the Taoiseach's decision to deselect Maria Bailey? Because as she said in her letter, she's already been reprimanded by the party, and the Taoiseach previously said he considered the matter closed and wanted us all to move on.
Yeah, there's kind of various strata within the party, and this has kind of bounced all the way to the top. There's a 5-member strategy committee that had a good look at this recently after the grassroots members in Dunleary came back and said that they wanted her off the ticket. That in itself was controversial. It's understood there was also party polling done. And during the week, Pascal Donoghue and Tom Curran, the SecGen of the party, both met with Maria Bailey and basically informed her of the decision. And speaking to sources close to the Taoiseach, it does appear that he's kind of caught up about the decision, that he didn't really relish doing it. But the reality on the ground is that they currently hold 3 seats. They're not looking like they have any chance of returning those 3. So it's how they get 2 people elected. And it seems that the Taoiseach was worried about the contagion effect, the fact that this wasn't just coming up on the doors in Dunleary, but also across the country. Obviously, because the insurance issue is still such a huge one. So it was seen as, you know, who can we definitely get over the line? And Maria Bailey just isn't one of them.
The language in her letter, it's quite barbed, Niamh. Mm. She clearly still thinks she has been wronged.
Even that line you read out in your intro, deleted, it was a funny word to use rather than deselected. I wondered even, was it a typo? Because she got the statement out very quickly last night. In fact, it was out before the Fine Gael statement was out. But it appears that there has been this issue all along with tone. A sense that maybe there wasn't enough humility, and the fact that she kind of played herself as the victim. Maybe she is the victim now, though, because as we said, she had already taken her medicine. She had already been told that a line had been drawn under it.
So could we expect a legal challenge?
Well, that's the interesting thing, I suppose. There is precedent there. John Perry took a High Court challenge when he was deselected in Sligo North Leitrim in 2015. It was a different issue. That was around procedure. But I think it is very interesting that in Maria Bailey's statement, she says that her deselection was being proposed under Rule 44A Part 5 of the Fine Gael Constitution. But she said that she has concerns about how this party was handled at constituency level. And she talks about the concerns around those procedures. So is that something that she has in her mind, that perhaps she could take a challenge? I suppose the big worry here, apart from just the cost and the expense of a challenge, would her case then nearly be replayed? We remember that she dropped the case against the Dean Hotel. Mm. Is there any chance now? You have to be very careful in what you seek, and there are rules around the documents that can be uncovered under discovery in a case like that. And obviously there was an internal Fine Gael investigation into this, and it found that she overstated the extent of her injuries. She certainly wouldn't want that case to be replayed either in the court or in the court of public opinion. So that'll be a huge decision for her now.
Interesting. What do we know, Niamh, about her replacement, Jennifer Carroll McNeill?
Well, she was one of the candidates who made a big impression in the recent local elections. She joined the contest very late in Killiney Shankill, but she won almost a full quota in the first count. She's a barrister and an author. She's also married to Hugo McNeill, who's a former Ireland international rugby fullback. So she's very well known in the area. She's lived in Killiney for a decade. She's also had already operated at very senior levels in the party. She was a special advisor to Owen Murphy and Francis Fitzgerald in the past. She's also a former legal advisor to Enda Kenny when he was leader of the opposition. So she is particularly well got in the party. It's also interesting how the carve-up has happened, because she's almost directly slotting into Maria Bailey's old patch, Shankill, Cavantilly, Ballybrack. Councillor Barry Ward, he covers Black Rock, Booterstown, Dean's Grange, Fox Rock, Monkstown and Stillorgan, and obviously Mary Mitchell O'Connor, who is the junior minister in that area as well, has the Dunleary part of the constituency. So it's a really well covered area, but Jennifer won't just be seen as any old kind of sweeper candidate. She will be seen as having a chance to take that second seat. And I mean, what's kind of sad about it, I suppose, is that Maria Bailey herself was only like 500 votes behind Mary Mitchell O'Connor. She could have topped the poll on this occasion if things had been different.
So interesting. Look, Maria Bailey, in her statement, she describes herself as a loyal member of Fine Gael. Is there any sense, Niamh, though, that she might run as an independent next election?
Yeah, well, I mean, all candidates sign a party pledge when they are first selected, and that's done in front of the convention. It's a 2-page document. It's quite lengthy. And I suppose one of the reasons that she may not be entitled to take a legal challenge is because the party is really allowed to do whatever they want to do in terms of the ticket before your run. But another interesting part of that pledge is the fact that it says that you're not allowed to run under any other banner at the next election. Now, could they pursue her for that? Technically, they probably could. Would they? Probably not. But I think you have to look at the precedent in, say, the likes of Dublin Bay South in the last general election, after Lucinda Creighton stood down from Fine Gael and decided to run under her own party, Renew. Kate O'Connell was selected to run alongside Owen Murphy. And, you know, there was an incredible amount of money spent and the ticket was very, very, very carefully managed to ensure that both candidates got over the line. So the question would be, does Maria Bailey have the operation to bring with her in order to get her elected? That's an open question now, but she certainly does say that in her statement that she's taking time to consider her position.
Niamh Lyons, thanks so much for chatting to us this morning. After the break, ahead of being honoured with a Lifetime Achievement Award, the former Governor of Mountjoy, John Lonergan, will join us to reflect on his life career and the rehabilitation of boys A and B.
Today with Miriam on RTE Radio 1.